Hi, everybody. This is Robert with P5 Radio. And my guest today, again, is Dr. Steffi Althaus. Dr. Althaus is the CEO and founder of Top Notch CEO. And welcome, Dr. Steffi.
Thank you for having me on again, Robert. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. We're always learning about new ways to think about certain things and some great ideas. And I think you've got a great idea to share with everybody today. And our topic is the simple business plan. And at the end, you're going to show everybody how to get a template for the simple business plan. But before we lose all of our audience because they don't want to think about business plans, let me ask you, what is the simple business plan? Why is it different? And why is it so much more useful than the traditional plan?
Well, you said it. It's simple. So it gets you into action. And it does so quickly and simply. And without having to go through a bunch of work, for many business owners, it's really hard to stop what they're doing. They're working as hard as they possibly can, and to stop and take the time to write a business plan, that is for many business owners something they can't even imagine. So the simple business plan is very quick to do. It really gets to the point very quickly. There's no theory in it. Yet it is proven to give fantastic results. So it's nuts and bolts, short, it's practical. It's everything that you want in order to accelerate your business massively without having to embark on some gigantic business plan writing exercise.
That's great news. So, I think we've answered a little of this next question, but why do you recommend business owners that they absolutely have to have a simple business plan in place?
Well, you just can't get to where you want to go without being extremely clear on where that is. So what exactly that is. And that requires that you need to take a little bit of time, not much, but a little bit of time every once in a while to think about that and to work on your business and not just in your business. And so in a nutshell, it's about gaining clarity, which then will, at a much higher level than the clarity that most of our listeners most likely already have. And from that, derive operational direction, day to day, week to week. And that really establishes the foundation for rapid success. So we know that most business owners, they don't have a business plan, as I said. They dread the time, the effort, the money associated with this writing of an extensive business plan. That's the business plan that we've all seen, and we think we have to do that. Something like that's 20, maybe 40 pages long or even longer. And that's usually what people do to get funding. And outside of that, they usually don't. And these plans are really not designed to run your business with. They're designed to, impress investors and hopefully give you money for whatever you're working on. But outside of that, they're not operationally very practical. So that's, however, what the simple business plan is for. We call that actually the business power plan because it's short. It's very powerful.
I think most business owners at their core understand they need to have some sort of a plan. Otherwise you can't even measure, right? So I sort of threw out measurement, but what do you think should be included in a business power plan or a simple business plan?
Well, luckily it's very simple. There's only five sections and in the business power plan, the simple business plan template that we provide. And we've used this with great success with our clients. And frankly, many of our clients that have used this have doubled their business in a short amount of time, oftentimes in less than a year. So think of this as a self-contained, powerful 2-to-3-page nuts and bolts business plan. And it's a living, breathing document. And really, it has these five things in it. What do you envision? Why are you in business? So what are you doing exactly? What's the problem? that you're solving and for whom, but be able to say that in 8 to 12 words and be able to say it in a way that excites you and that you could say it when someone's waking you up in the middle of the night, you would be able to say that. So that's the mission. Why are you in business? Next is, what are you planning to achieve? So what are your goals? And by the way, a twist on the simple business plan, the way we do it, the business power plan, is that we invite you to also write down your personal goals, because they have to be in sync with your business goals. You don't live a business life and a personal life. You live one life, and everything in it has to work together. That's at least my philosophy, and I'm sticking with that. And I find that my clients really appreciate that, because they realize it's true. So then the fourth section is the strategies. You know, how are you actually going to achieve these goals? And then the fifth one is, finally, what really makes it so practical? Namely, okay, so now that you have written down your goals and your strategies based on your vision and your mission, what are your actions? And so the business plan has a 90-day outline of your action plan. And the reason it's 90 days is because you can oversee 90 days fairly well. It's much harder to oversee a year, two, three, or God knows, even five. You know, God, I mean, who knows what's going to happen a year from now? I mean, we want to look forward into the future. And we do that in the goal setting section, that we think out further ahead. But as far as defining the specific actions, we focus for the most part on the next 90 days, and we may set a few goals that go out further than that, but in terms of finer detail, it's 90 days. And then as a month elapses, you add another month on.
So it's a living, breathing, organic kind of a process that is going to lead you to success over time.
Yeah, over QuickTime, actually. Right. In fact, usually as we do this, even in the second hour of putting this plan together, maybe even in the first hour, people have humongous ahas. It's actually when we do this together, or when you do this with someone who knows what they're doing, you will come to ahas, most likely, that you know, may have been in the back of your mind, but not on the front of your mind, you know, and not at the tip of your tongue or the tip of your brain or whatever the saying may be.
So, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. So...
So, I mean, I'm intrigued by the concept. You know, you and I have discussed a lot about this, but maybe you could tell our listeners, when are there particular times when having a simple business plan and using a template like the one you're going to provide is especially important?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, first of all, I'd say it's always important to have it, because, you know, I mean, the only time it wouldn't be important is if it doesn't matter how quickly you get to your goals.
Sure.
Then it won't matter. But other than that, it always matters. But there are certain times, that said, there are certain times where it's especially important. So if you're planning on business growth that's more than moderate, then definitely. If you're embarking on a marketing campaign, online, offline, both, that's very important to have it then. If you're managing hypergrowth, which means your business is growing very rapidly and now you have to do things to make sure that your business can actually handle that growth and that you're streamlining things and that you're beefing up the foundation for your business, then it's extremely important. Another time is when you're planning on succession and preparing for it, or if you're preparing for selling your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, I mean, those are all very valuable. Maybe you could share a specific example of how a simple business plan or a power business plan worked for somebody you work with.
Yeah, so let's say if someone wants to grow their business and they want to intensify their marketing, and let's say they want to, they have been doing in-person marketing, offline marketing, They've gone to networking meetings, et cetera, et cetera. And now they want to actually embark on gaining, as you call it, visibility online. So let's talk about that. What do you need for that? So as we go through these five sections real quick, I can explain, you know, how this actually feeds into creating a powerful marketing plan and marketing strategy that you know, someone like you, for example, could actually work with the client on to make the online visibility happen. Does that sound like a good example to dive into?
It does, and I'm all ears.
All right. So let's play with that a little. So the first part is the vision. So the vision is what the business owner envisions.
Right.
Why, you know, there are things that you want to get out of that. There are things that you want to achieve with that. You know, is this going to be a local business, a national, international business? How large? Do you have already some ideas about when you might want to exit and what's behind that, all of that? I mean, you know, some of the vision is maybe deeply personal and not something that you would put on your website. Some of it you might want to put on your website. So when I work with a client on that, you know, we really get into that and see what's there. And oftentimes I pull things out of them that I hadn't thought about in a while. So then the mission statement is, what might you say to the outside world in 8 to 12 words about why you are in business? What's your purpose? So for example, we say that we're about transforming talent and wealth for geeks, and geeks being top experts. So it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. So and then from there, we set big goals. So what are your revenue goals? Well, let me go back to the vision for a second. It's important, of course, for someone like you who's helping a client to gain visibility online, which isn't necessarily a completely simple thing to do. That's an understatement, actually. you can speak to that more knowledgeably than I can. But having gone through it myself, I know, you know, you need to be very clear on who your target market is, who your audience is, how, you know, you call it the buyer's journey, who actually buys what from you, et cetera, et cetera. All that that's kind of part of the vision. You know, who you're serving, what problem you're solving, what the demographic is, and let's see, maybe you can pitch in some more.
No, I mean, I think you covered it. And what I like about what you're heading is that it helps people focus. I think that's probably the most important thing is, you know, focus on, you know, what they want to achieve, what kind of customers they want to have, you know, and what they're planning to achieve. Being very scattered makes it much more difficult to get your point across. So I think that's one of the most important things that you do right early on in that process.
Yeah, and one of the things that you, of course, want to know when you put together an online marketing strategy for somebody, with somebody actually, is you want to know what do they see as success, and therefore what are reasonable metrics for that, you know. If you don't see, say, what actually is your goal, what are your goals, and then you don't know whether you ever got where you wanted to go because you never defined what that really looked like. So that's in the goal section.
Right.
And then the strategy, in this case, so there's a marketing strategy in this particular example. There may be other things that are uncovered in the process of this too. I'm always a big fan of pointing out that you might not want to bite off too many strategies at one time, because you got to look at what is your bandwidth to actually do this. And you know, if you put yourself into a state of overwhelm where you can't even, you know, you can't live up to your own expectations, then you're not actually serving yourself very well with that.
Right.
And so then from there, it goes into an action plan. And in the case of the online marketing, there are certain things that the, let's say, your company does, and then there are certain things that the business owner has to do. Let's say, like, write articles or, you know, depending on, you know, what sort of arrangement they have, how much is done for them, with them, by them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's reflected in the action plan. So this would be an example.
Perfect. I just have to say that if more of our clients had done this work before they started to work with us, they would be far more successful than they would be without it. I think, you know, a lot of people know they need to do SEO. They know they need to do a website. They know they need to do X, Y, Z, but they don't have it as a strategy. They have it as a tactic. And I think that this process helps people understand what their strategies are. And then when they go to work with an outside consultant, they can clearly define what it is they want to achieve, how they want to achieve it, when they want to achieve it, by, and they are having a much more complete conversation that empowers them to be successful. I would say that most marketing campaign failures or bad web designs or whatever you want to do it have their roots in not having this kind of work laid out clearly for the supplier or the vendor.
Thank you. And I think you're right. And just to point out to our listeners, what is the difference really between tactic and strategy? That is something that I often run into people not being clear what it is. And so really, I would say that a strategy is a smart combination of various tactics that work synergistically together, whereas a tactic is just a single approach for something. So let's say, you know, social media, I might use Facebook as a tactic. But how does this really help? How is this connected to actually converting, creating leads and converting them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? So how does this tie in with other tactics to actually form a strategy?
Okay, I think we've laid out the case pretty nicely for everybody should have a very simple, functional, working, simple business plan. How long does it really take to create it? I mean,
well, here's the kicker. You're gonna love this. It only takes about 4 to 5 hours.
Okay. Now,
I want you to be focused during those 4 or 5 hours. But only 4 or 5 hours. And I don't know of any other business plan where you can really say that and have this level of success that I cited earlier with it. So
okay.
The business power plan, the simple business plan template that we've talked about here, that's what it takes, 4 to 5 hours focused.
Okay. Now I have a theory, maybe you can help me with, that you can't do this work yourself. There's certain things that you have to do with a guide, a coach, a Sherpa, a mentor, a trusted, whatever the words are. Is this one of those things?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you can do it by yourself and you get to a certain level with it. What you won't have is the benefit of working with someone who actually knows how to extract your own brilliance out of your own head. We call it actually brilliance extraction. Is that it's very hard to question yourself all the way that someone who knows how to do that can do that.
Right.
So even for myself, let's say, you know, I do this with clients all the time. And yet it is very difficult to do this at the same level of quality and result for and with myself, by myself, because I'm too close to myself. I believe my own Kool-Aid.
Right.
And not only that, but I think we're all, you know, all top experts, all, you know, geeks as we call them. We tend to undervalue our own brilliance a lot of times. and not even recognize it, or we don't recognize which of the many things that we know is really like the essence of it. And so a lot of this, because it's only 3 pages long, is a process of distilling out the most valuable things out of the many. And that's very hard to do completely by yourself. So,
perfect. Yeah. I strongly recommend that everybody not do this themselves. I know I couldn't do this myself, and we spent some time working on this, and it was very, very powerful to get your input. Couldn't have done it without you. But that you do offer a template that people can use with whatever trusted advisor they would like to have. How can they get that template?
Well, you simply go to our website, topnotchceo.com/businesspowerplan.
Okay, so that's TOPNOTCHCEO.com, and then a forward slash and the word business, power, and plan. All one word, no spaces.
Yeah, business, power, plan, no and in between.
Right. Okay, I think we've laid this out for everybody, and I'm glad everybody got a chance to listen, and we will be back. I have a feeling that the next thing to talk about is going to be brilliance extraction.
Yeah, actually, one thing I want to point out is that we give away 1 hour completely complimentary sessions, a certain number per month, usually around 10 a month. So if you want one of those, you know, go and contact us through the website and or call us 760-707-9977 or the 844 number listed on the website. And ask us whether we still have a session available for you. Chances are we will. And we'll love to connect with you and help you out.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Dr. Steffi. We'll see you on the next call. Take care.
Thank you.